7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, happy Easter, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your Easter plant selection, if you haven't purchased one yet, or how to care for them, if you're just received one, if you're looking for some help with your lawn and your garden, the number to call is toll-free, and that is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we will work together to provide you with the information that you'll need to become a better gardener and to get you started. We've had a long winter. We've had a lot of snow. We've had a lot of cold. And I know a lot of us are really, really anxious to get out in the yard. There are things that need to be done. But it is Easter Sunday. And if you need some help with your plants and how to care for them, and maybe even get them to bloom again next year, call us, 855-660-4261. We also want to tell you about our website. We have a new website. We've redone a lot of it. And I want you to go to the website today for several things. Number one, I want you to sign up for our email newsletter. It's full of information. It's free. And you'll get it on the internet every week, either Thursday or Friday. Also, at the bottom of the website, there are four companies that we have featured. One of them is Farford Potting Soil, and the other one is Black Gold. We are putting together a contest, and all you need to do is to click on either Farford or Black Gold, fill in the information, and we will be picking two winners for a garden makeover. We will come to your home. I will help to design your property. The Black Gold people will come. And we want you to invite your family members, your garden club members to join. And we'll spend the whole day in your yard, edging your beds, putting down mulch, adding soils, manures, compost, you name it. But you can't win unless you sign up. So go to paulparent.com, click on either Farford or Black Gold, and while you're there, there's a coupon that's worth $3 from both companies for their soil products at your local garden center. The other two blocks, one of them is called A.M. Leonard, and I've worked out something with them to help you with your garden. They are going to be offering tools every week, different tools, and they're all going to be 25% off the regular retail price. So check into that. This week they have a mulch fork and a shovel that you can move stone, compost, bark mulch with, or even snow. We won't say that four-letter word again this year, I hope. And then a company called Turbo Tiller. And this is a handheld rototiller that you attach to your drill. and you can use it to cultivate between your shrubs, your trees, to cultivate your garden, to work in organic matter. It will also dig holes when you're planting trees and shrubs and roses and perennials. So click on it, look at the video. They're great products, and it will help you a great deal. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first?
First up, we've got Richard from Mass with a question about peppers.
Richard, welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Easter to you.
Same to you, Paul. Question, can seed send up two shoots?
They can send up a multiple stem.
Okay.
So that you could have a seed that would do a double stalk to it.
Okay, maybe that's what I did, because last year I planted chili piquin peppers in Jiffy pea pots with a heat mat underneath, and no luck. So this year I tried the wet paper towel in a Ziploc bag, and I had 100% germination. So now I have some chili piquins with two stalks each in the Jiffy pea pots, and they're taking off. So my question is, do I put them in bigger pots until the April 15th date, or how do I take care of them now that they're looking gorgeous?
What size pot are they in now, Richard?
Right now, they're still in the Jiffy pea pellet, you know, the silver dollar size compressed disc of coconut that you fill with warm water and they expand. That's what they're still in.
Right. Okay, they can stay in there for a good 4 to 6 weeks. That's not a problem.
Okay.
And I have seen peppers and tomatoes grown in those Jiffy pellets that have grown to be around 9 to 10 inches. So as long as you feed them water, give them plenty of sunlight, they can stay in there until you're ready to plant them directly into your garden when the threat of frost is over in your area.
Okay, what I've been using right now is...
So that you will not have to You will not have to repot them unless they're really growing very, very quickly. And if they're growing very quickly, and let's say it's May 1st, and you're seeing a lot of this growth, and in your area, you're not going to be planting until the 15th of May or later, then I would move them into 4-inch plastic or peat pots, and then put them right in the garden from there.
Okay, what I use is a contraption called the Earth Box. Are you familiar with it?
Oh, I love the Earth Box.
Okay, so can I put them in even earlier?
You can plant directly in there.
Can I do that now and then keep them inside and then just move them in and out of the garage as the weather dictates and then keep them out after the 15th?
The only thing with peppers is if we get temperatures into the 30s or colder, like at my house right now in Maine, I'm 32 degrees. And when I got up this morning at 5 to get ready for the show, we were 27. So if your garage is not heated and it's 27 degrees, peppers are a plant that... are heat sensitive, and what a 27 degree temperature will either kill the plant if it's for a long period of time, or it will stunt it. And if it stunts it, that means it won't be as productive. So I would keep it in those Jiffy sevens in your home on a windowsill or near a windowsill until at least the 15th of May. I would give them at least 2 more weeks before I would think about putting them directly into the Earth Box.
Okay. What I've been using for feeding right now is liquid seaweed and some Neptune's Harvest fish fertilizer, because I use organic. Is that fine?
Right. That's excellent. Both of those products are made in New England. They are very, very good. You apply them every couple of weeks, and you'll have beautiful peppers from your garden. And when you use organics, you tend to have more flavor also. And again, wait have some patience. I mean, you know what the winter has been like this year. We've had most of New England has had close to 100 inches of snow in the southern part, and the northern part of New England has had well over 100 inches of snow. So let's hope that that season is over. Let's hope that things begin to change. April 1st is Monday, and that's a sign that spring is here. But just be careful and be prepared that if all of a sudden the weatherman says there's a chance of some snow or we're going to be into a cold spell, that you're able to take the earth box out of your garage and put it in someplace where the temperatures will stay above freezing. Otherwise, they get stunted. Once they get stunted, production is cut in half or even more.
Okay, thank you much.
Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. And again, a happy Easter to you and your family. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Gardens a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Happy Easter and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we will try and help you to have a great gardening season. And if you have questions on selecting a good Easter plant, again, give us a call. We'll tell you about them. We've been talking about them all morning and how to keep them over. And a lot of the Easter plants can be replanted and will bloom the following year if they are a bulb. The only plant that's in question are your hydrangea. Your blue and your pink and your purple hydrangeas that are available at the florist now. If you live in New England, then there's a good chance that they may not survive the winter. The plant will, but the buds will not survive the winter. So what I recommended to do is this. And the hydrangea is a wonderful, wonderful plant because it will bloom in your home for at least 2 months. When the flowers go by, remove all the flowers from the plant and then repot it into a container that's 4 inches larger. So if they're in a 6-inch pot, move them to a 10. Put them outside in May on a deck, a porch, or patio. The plant will increase its size by 50%. You leave it outside until the frost hits the plant, all the leaves come off. Then you take that hydrangea, pot and all, you put it in your garage, you put it in your tool shed, you put it in your basement, and you leave it there until after Christmas. After Christmas, you bring it inside your home, you water it, use a liquid food, and the plant will wake up and it will bloom for you during April or even in May. So they're not hardy in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, most of New York, a lot of Pennsylvania. But once you get south, they will survive because they are florist-grade hydrangea. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Charlie from New Hampshire with a question about Rosa rugosa.
Charlie, how can we help you with the Rosa rugosa today? And happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. Paul, I have a big project behind my garage, which is about 30 feet and probably goes about 15 feet, 20 feet down. I have wild raspberries and blackberries and all kinds of stuff growing back there. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to kill all of that off, remove all of that. And with my Rugosa rose that's going in front of my house, the Rugosa rose is approximately probably 10 to 15 feet by probably 10 feet the other way. What I'd like to do is I would like to split my Rugosa rose and put that in the area behind my garage. And my question to you is what's the best way to do it? What time is the best time to do it? And how big of a piece of the Rugosa rose would I use to transplant back there?
Okay. The first thing that you're going to need to do is you're going to have to literally dig up where your wild raspberries are, because if you don't get all the roots and you plant your Rosa Rugosa in the same area, it's just a matter of time and the wild raspberries will come in and they'll be growing in the same bed and you'll have competition and a real mess. So if the frost is out of the ground where you live, you don't have to do it all in one day, Charlie. Don't kill yourself. So you get home from work, you grab the radio, a soft drink or a can of beer, go out there, dig up a section, and every day do a little section and pull up as much of that root system of your wild raspberries and clean up that area. Once you've removed everything, buy some compost, some animal manure, blend it all in and recondition that soil. And the month of April is the best time to transplant Rosa Rugosa. And what you're going to do is you're going to cut back the plants to about 18 inches, dig them up, and you'll see the shoots underground. Cut them up in pieces and replant them about 4 to 6 inches deep.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Well, happy Easter, and welcome to the Fault Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next? Tom, who's up next? You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We want to wish you all a happy Easter, and we're going to go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Linda from Maine with a question about mulch.
Linda, welcome, and happy Easter to you and your family today.
Happy Easter to you, Paul. Thank you so much for your show.
Thank you.
I listen every week.
Thank you. Now, what is your question, Linda?
Okay. Paul, when I lived in the Southwest, I spent a lot of time teaching people xeriscaping and the difference between mulch and compost. And there I used mulch more to keep moisture on the ground. Now that I'm here in the Midcoast Maine area and I'm dealing with soil that's not the greatest, I've been putting in perennial beds and expanding, and the mulch that I put down more to, for weed control last year has now kind of compacted with the leaves that fell on top, and now when now the snow that has melted, I can soon get around to going out and working up the soil. What do I do with that mulch? Because I used to tell people don't turn it into the ground because it robs the soil of nitrogen. Give me some help on this.
Okay. Now, there are different types of mulches. If you buy a bag of bark mulch at your local garden center, the bark is the skin of the tree. And bark mulch has been and is being used today in a lot of potting soils because it's rich in organic matter. If you take sawdust or wood chip where you are getting raw wood material, wood shavings that you would use in like a rabbit's cage, but sawdust, wood shavings, or any kind of wood type products, that will steal the nitrogen out of the soil. So in your case, you want to make that soil better. So you want to get as much organic matter into the ground as possible. You live on the mid coast of Maine. What I would suggest that you do, head down to the beach. Bring some trash bags, barrels, a pickup truck. Clean up all that seaweed from the beach that you can. Bring it home. Spread it right on top of your beds and right on top of your mulch. And then blend in the seaweed and the mulch with your soil. It will help to retain the moisture. It will prevent compaction of your soil. It will encourage the microbes to become more numerous and to multiply, and you will have a great garden. Now, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, on the bottom of the website, I found a brand new tool for the gardener at a trade show, and we're featuring it because it's something that you can put into a drill, either a battery-powered or an electric drill. It's about 6 inches in diameter. It's called the turbo tiller. And you can blend that bark mulch, the seaweed, compost, animal manure, standing up and just blending it into a depth of 6, 8, 10 inches, and you don't have to rent a big rototiller. It's an inexpensive tool. You can use it to dig holes, to plant perennials, to plant roses, to plant your vegetable garden. And I saw this at the show. I fell in love with it. I bought one myself. I used it in my garden last year, and it is absolutely wonderful. But add some lime, because when you live in the Northeast, and that's not just New England, it's New York, it's Pennsylvania, it's Maryland, it's North Carolina, South Carolina, we are all acidic. So buy something called Magic Cal that's made by Jonathan Green, or Turbo, or a brand new product made by Bonide Lawn and Garden, and it's a substitute for lime called Turf Turbo. And one 30-pound bag is equivalent to 5 50-pound bags of lime. The big difference is when you apply this to your lawn or to your garden, it will change the acidity in a two-week period. The old-fashioned powdered lime will take 3 to 6 months to do the exact same thing. And 30 pounds, that's 5,000, or you need 5 50-pound bags of powdered lime to cover the same area. But bark mulch, pine needles, compost, animal manure, seaweed, all that stuff, blend it in. It will not steal the nitrogen. Sawdust, wood shavings, wood chips. So let's say you took down a tree and you chipped all of the branches, the pieces of the branches that are the size of your finger, they contain wood fibers, and that needs nitrogen to break down. But bark mulch is the skin of the plant, and it will not steal the nitrogen from the plant. So blend it in. It will break up the compaction. It will help to hold moisture in the sandy soil. It helps the microbes, and it's a great way to condition. And I'll tell you, a lot of the potting soils today, they are adding finely ground bark mulch to it for that main reason. Great question. Thank you. And you have a great Easter. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from New Hampshire with a question about his lawn.
George, happy Easter and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hi, George. George, are you there? Okay. If we can help you, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. You give us a call and we'll all work together so that you have a great gardening season. Now, I wanted to make you aware of something that is developing so that you know about it. Monsanto has added to a bill going before the Senate, and they have snuck it in. It's Section 735, and what it will do is it will strip the judges of their constitutional mandate to protect the American health and environment while opening up the floodgates for planting new, untested, genetically altered seed. So Monsanto is trying to develop, and they have, genetically altered seed, which would mean that in the years to come, with their power, they will eliminate natural organically grown seeds and your common hybrids. It's going to affect the farmer first. It's going to increase the cost of the seed so that the cost of food will go up. The grains that feed the animals will go up. And if you're not a fan of genetically altered seeds, then you should contact your local congressman or senator or the White House and tell them no to allowing genetically altered seed and the power that's in this bill, because the bill states that the judges can no longer prevent this from happening, which is against the Constitution. They've snuck it through. So just be aware of it. If you want to plant your old-time seeds, your heirloom seeds, this is going to prevent that from happening. And that's Monsanto that's doing it, the people that make Roundup. And the way to hit them back is to go with an alternative. Bonide Lawn and Garden has something called Cleanup. It is a very unique product. It is a generic version of Roundup. It's twice the strength and half the price. So if Monsanto gets this pass and you want to hit them below the, and you want to hit them, buy from their competition. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Cape Cod with a question about Rosa Sharon.
Bob, happy Easter, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Happy Easter to you, Paul. Great to hear your voice, and glad that it's springtime. We're talking about getting outside. We have a Rosa Sharon next to our house that's about 10 feet tall, and we want to put a garage nearby. And I'm wondering, how far back can I cut that Rose of Sharon and still have flowers on it? And the other thing is, my daughter has a grapevine that is gotten long and spindly, and they're wondering how far they could cut back the grapevine to stimulate some growth.
Okay. On your Rose of Sharon, cut it in half. So it's 10 feet tall. Cut it down to 5 feet, and you need to move it before the plant starts to swell its buds. So if you can dig that up during April and move it to its new location, you're going to be well ahead of the game. Condition the soil, add compost, add animal manure. You know, the better you prepare it. And the good thing is, Rosa Sharon produces the flower buds on the new growth made during the summer. Forsythia, rhododendrons, azaleas,
the sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated. Kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seed, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Alli-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. And the answer is, Alli-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alli-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Well, happy Easter, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're sorry about some of the technical problems we had. We had some gremlins in the phone lines when we were talking with Bob about his Rose of Sharon. Rose of Sharon is a plant that needs to be moved while it is dormant. And you're not going to be able to get as big of a root ball as you can. To think of it this way, whatever you see above the ground, the same thing is below. So if you've got a plant that's 10 foot tall and probably 6-7 feet wide, that's how big the root system is below the ground. You'll never be able to pick up that root ball and move it. So if you cut it back to 5 foot tall and maybe take 20% off the sides to give it a nice shape, a nice rounded oval type shape, dig it up, relocate it to its new site, and really condition that soil, it should be okay. But do it during the month of April. Now, grapes, the same thing. If you have ever been to a commercial grape vineyard, the grape plants themselves are very, very small, but very, very productive. If they're grown on a wire, they have a single stem that will hit a wire at 3 feet off the ground, and they prune a branch to grow 3 feet to the right, 3 feet to the left. Then they come a shoot, they will come up another 2 feet to a wire, and another branch to the right and the left, 3 feet in length, and then a possibly a third wire that will give you another 6 foot branch. So your entire grape plant is 6 branches, 3 feet long. And that's what your daughter can do. Dig it up as soon as it frosts out of the ground, chop away, have her say to herself, I'm doing this for your own good, condition the soil, add compost, animal manure, and to really help to get it started on both of these plants, I want you to use a time-release fertilizer. And there's a great product on the market called Dynamite. And Dynamite is a little pellet similar to Osmocote, but it's a big difference. Osmocote will last 3 months in your garden. Dynamite will last 9 months in your garden. Dynamite is used by the commercial grower. So your local greenhouse, your local garden center, your local nursery, when they fertilize their plants, they use Dynamite, and they use it for several reasons. Number one, it lasts 3 times longer, so one application lasts a whole year, not three. Number two, it does not float, so that if you put Osmocote in a pot, we get a lot of rain, or you fill the pot to the top, or overfill it with water, it's going to float and come out of your container. Dynamite will not float. And it has more trace elements. So this year, change. Get something called Dynamite. The commercial name that your local nursery and garden center buy it under is called Nutricoat. It was developed in Japan for the rice paddies because it doesn't leach. And the reason that they use it is it prevents algae bloom in the water of the rice paddies. So this is a great product. It's very, very new to the market for the homeowner, but has been used in the industry for many, many years. So we'll use the Dynamite in the hole, work it in according to the directions, then add some on top, and you'll be in great shape. Thank you, and happy Easter. The phone number is 855-660-4261. If you would like more information for your garden, check out our website, paulparent.com. Click on newsletter. Put your email address, and every Thursday you will receive a free newsletter that will help you to become a better gardener.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through today only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.